Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. The San Antonio Food Bank is bracing for a crisis, a government shutdown triggered SNAP pause that could push thousands of residents here into food insecurity very quickly. There is scaling up, but they cannot do it alone. Community support, including volunteers, donations, awareness, is essential to meet this incredible challenge. We're joined by Eric Cooper, president and CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank, to get the latest. And Eric, welcome back to The Source.
Yeah, thank you, David.
So describe what is happening right now. How is the food bank preparing for what could be just a tsunami in need?
Yeah, so, you know, the San Antonio Food Bank serves 29 counties throughout South Texas. We fight the daily disaster of poverty. But when a natural disaster occurs, or now a man-made disaster, we're going to respond to that because people are without food, without nourishment. We're, you know, still working in the 14 affected counties from the flooding through the natural disaster and the tragedy in Kerrville and Camp Mystic. This government shutdown creates an environment where, first, for federal workers being told they might not get a paycheck, that they need to get ready for the storm. And so, like many people, if a hurricane was going to hit the Gulf Coast, you might board up your home, you might get stocked up with water and supplies. Well, that's what we started to see. Back October 1, we started to see federal workers, their family members, government contractors. Texas ranks the highest in the number of federal workers in Texas, so about 89,000 federal workers and an additional 100,000 government contractors. And so our line started to get longer. The second tier of demand comes when the state of Texas doesn't know whether or not the federal government will fund the safety net programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, or WIC. And so we've been promised WIC seems to have funding. We know that SNAP was funded for October, but participants here in Bexar County and elsewhere were communicated last week, hey, should the federal government not fund SNAP by October 27th yesterday, there'll be a delay in your benefits. There'll be a disruption. And like those federal households, now SNAP participants are worried, hey, when will they be awarded? When are they coming? Should I be preparing? And so they're coming to us to fill that gap, to bridge that need. About 370,000 total people throughout the San Antonio Food Bank, 29 counties. It's about 300,000 just in San Antonio. And I'm looking at our warehouse inventory with about 4 weeks worth of food and worried, am I going to have enough to bridge this gap until the government opens? I don't know.
So they talk about the thing about SNAP, about how if the federal government suddenly in Washington, D.C., these guys have an epiphany, they get together, they pass the budget, and the government shutdown is over. How long before that happens and people are able to start using those benefits again?
Yeah. So think about, you know, those transactions that occur. So Texas has an EBT program. Many people know the Lone Star card. And so the benefits are loaded onto the card and participants can go to local grocery retailers and redeem those benefits. To get the money from USDA to the state of Texas, to the Health and Human Services Commission, to then the vendor that loads it on the cards, it's about 3 days. And so the delay from the 27th doesn't allow benefits to go out on the 1st. And so for every day it's delayed, you're basically going to add another 3 days or so until those benefits are finally awarded. It's super important for participants to know their benefits will be the same. They'll just be delayed. There's not a reduction in the benefits. It will go, you know, retroactive, right? But it's the uncertainty am I going to get a paycheck as a federal worker, or am I going to get my SNAP benefits as a SNAP participant? And the unknown of when that's going to happen is where the efforts for provisions is happening. And that's where our inventory is seeing the hit. And I am committed to fight the daily disaster of poverty, meet these disasters as they're coming at us. And I'm willing to empty the warehouse, if you will, whatever it takes. And I'm just encouraging everyone else to do the same. And I think opening the government up, allowing these incredible safety net programs to do as they need to do, will allow me to use the inventory that I have to meet other needs of other households as it relates to poverty. And it's just a tough situation.
Well, I'm trying to think about families who are caught in that situation, and maybe some people are taking out predatory loans, payday loans, car title loans, things like that, just to feed the family and keep things going. So even when this crisis ends, like I said, it's a man-made crisis, this politically created crisis. But once the crisis is over, these guys sign the new budget and it gets passed and the money starts flowing again, that doesn't mean for these families that this crisis is over.
Yeah, no, I think it robs the equity. It hunger isn't a red or blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue issue. And I think, look, people have to eat. And, they have bills to pay. And unfortunately, rent eats first, and there's not a lot left over. And many Americans are paycheck to paycheck. And so my heart goes out to those federal workers. Last Friday, we had a large distribution at Lackland. Yesterday, we were delivering food boxes to the airport to help TSA agents, air traffic control. How long could you go without a paycheck and don't see your house start to unravel? And you nailed it. You know, I've been inspired by many banks, USAA, offering support to the military to try to bridge these gaps. And for the rest of Americans that don't have someone to help, they're going to rely on the charitable food system. And that puts me relying on, private philanthropy to step up. Incredible companies are doing some great things. We're starting to see some of our food companies donate some specific supplies because if you're a participant in WIC, you've got an infant that needs to be nourished. And if you get a disruption in WIC and can't get the infant formula that you desperately need, where does the mom go? And so I'm working to try to get these donations in to meet that potential need. Right now, WIC seems to be okay, but how long will the shutdown go on and how much will start to unravel? I'm just praying that they take action and do something about the crisis that is brewing in our community.
I think everyone remembers the image from the pandemic, all the lineup, all the vehicles, food bank passing out supplies, helping families get through the pandemic shutdown. Do you think we're going to have something like that again?
Yeah, absolutely, David. I mean, what I don't think most people understand is that the pandemic brought unprecedented demand, and then things started to get better as the economy started to open up. But as inflation really got root and the economy hasn't been fully restored, people are getting farther and farther behind. And so, we're feeding, roughly 105, 120,000 people a week. That's pandemic level. That is our reality before the government shutdown. So we're estimating we could see about 50,000 more people as a result of the government shutdown, which takes us to levels that we haven't seen. And will we be able to survive that kind of demand when so much of our support comes from individual donors, food companies, food drives. It is scary for me, but I am in more fear for the families because they have to nourish their loved ones. They need food, and we're just going to do everything we can to help.
And children and seniors are especially at risk right now. Talk about that.
Hands down, right? Like, just imagine a senior not fully understanding maybe how the impact's going to hit them, other than they've been told that, hey, your benefits won't come. Well, you know, I talked to a grandmother who actually is still working for the Social Security Administration. She's raising her grandchildren, and she showed up at the New Braunfels Food Bank in the lobby to get food because she's worried she wouldn't be able to feed her grandchildren because, hey, I was told I wasn't going to get a paycheck, and I was told to go home. It's just crazy.
All right, we got to take a break here. Our phone lines are open. If you got questions and comments, are you caught in the squeeze? Tell us about that. How are you going to get by? What do you expect? What can the food bank do for you? Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. The Source will be back in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Support for the Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at uthealthsa.org.
Tired of spending so much time and money on vehicle maintenance and repairs? Make this October Cartover when you donate a car, truck, or RV to TPR. Visit tpr.careasy.org or call 877-486-1227 to get started.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio, Eric Cooper, President and CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank. He's given us an update on how the food bank is responding to an avalanche of need here in San Antonio, across Bexar County, across South Texas, with the government shutdown continuing, SNAP benefits not being recharged on those Lone Star cards, inflation continuing to go up at the grocery store, all sorts of increased need. It's really tough times for a lot of people right now. And the food bank, in reality, it's doing a lot, but it can only do so much. So let's get a clear picture of what is happening. Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK, to give us a group think. What's happening out there? What do you see? Tell us what's happening with you and your family. So, Eric, the SNAP benefits, it's so many people depend upon SNAP. Is the food bank even capable of making up that gap, even if your warehouses were full?
Yeah, I think one way to frame it, David, is that across the country, 200 food banks, we all make up a national network called Feeding America. And for every one meal the Feeding America food banks put out, SNAP provides 9. So when you think about the recent SNAP cuts as it relates to policy change, to SNAP, more than what we distribute in a year was eliminated from the SNAP program. And that's a big avalanche of need that is going to be coming our way. You add the government shutdown, where those that are participating and getting those 9 meals, if you will, for San Antonio, 300,000 people getting roughly $50 million a month in benefits that average, about $379 per household. That $379 per household is what they rely on to feed their family. And should there be a delay in getting their benefits, they're not going to be able to grocery shop. And so how long can they go? They're going to reach out to the food bank to bridge that gap. We're going to do what we can to get them groceries. And we want anyone that was impacted by the government shutdown, or if you're just struggling, to reach out to us at the food bank. Our main number at the helpline is 210-431-8326. You could also go to our website, safoodbank.org. Just hit the Get Help button. That will help navigate you to where the closest distribution of food is. Many of our food pantries, church-based food pantries, nonprofits, they're all reporting uptick in demand. They're doing all they can to keep up, and they're doing an incredible job. But they're asking me, will you have our inventory? You know, will you have the food that we need to serve these families? We want to also make sure that those impacted by the federal shutdown that were federal workers, right? You may not have ever had to ask for food before, but we're here to help. And so please call, go to the website. There are some programs that are administered on site in workplace. And so if you're a leader within those federal agencies and you know that we can help your essential workers that are showing up and not getting paid, reach out. We'll do what we can to make sure we get food boxes, groceries to you so we can get those to those impacted by this.
Let's go to a caller, 833-877-8255. Lucy, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Go ahead, Lucy.
Hi. I just wanted to offer that one of the ways that I help people is by using a Facebook group called Buy Nothing San Antonio. And sometimes people put up their need for food, specific items, or, you know, diapers and things like that. And I just, when I can, when I see something up there that compels me, I just contact the person privately through Facebook and, you know, ask them how I can help and donate. You know, actually what I do is arrange an Amazon delivery of whatever the items are. And I really like doing that, but also we got to help people.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And Lucy, you're doing that. We appreciate you calling in. And when you're telling us this story, it's probably going to inspire a lot more people to do the same thing. So thank you for calling in. So if someone has not engaged with the food bank before and they finally said, I just got to do it. I just know I have nothing else. I got to go to the food bank. How do they do it?
Yeah. Well, again, it's very dignifying. I think, you know, the tragedy sometimes is none of us want to ask for help, and help sometimes it makes it feel like you're failing in some way. Well, I think the government failed us in this case, right? It's not the federal workers' fault. It's not, you know, those SNAP participants. It's the government shutdown. And so please, it just starts with making a phone call. Again, 210-431-8326 is the helpline, or going to the website safoodbank.org and hitting the Get Help button. You're gonna see where distributions are, where you could go and get food. You could talk to a caseworker. You know, it's important too, if you know, folks are always like, well, I guess I shouldn't apply for SNAP. I lost my job and I guess the government shut down, that all of that is still working. So you can still apply for SNAP. Your benefits will go retroactive to the date that your application is submitted. Now, we don't know when you'll actually get those benefits until the government opens back up. But, you know, these systems are in place. They'll deliver at some point. And I think the real story here is bridging the gap. So your comment about, you know, not getting creative and going to predatory lenders or trying to figure out, you know, those type of strategies. But it's a little bit more like what Lucy said. I mean, these times you lean on family members, friends, those social networks, and, you know, the charitable food system. That's there are incredible people here in San Antonio that have donated so that the food bank can provide the food that we provide. And this is why we exist. You know, one inspiring aspect of the shutdown is that, you know, many of these federal workers who have dedicated their lives to service, are being told not to come to work and they don't know if they're going to get a paycheck. And so they're choosing to volunteer. They're coming to the food bank to give their time so that they can help because they know that their coworkers might need us. And, you know, I think let's follow that type of example and do everything we can to get through this together and nourish.
So the government shutdown is the conflict is that the Democrats don't want to vote for the new budget, borrowing a power for the government because they're fighting to keep the Affordable Care Act premiums unchanged. But the Republicans' plan is to raise those premiums 20%, 30%, 40% or more. If those premium raises go through, that's also going to hurt hunger in our area. People, you know, your grocery bill basically comes last for a lot of people. Got to pay your utilities, got to pay your rent, got to pay your health insurance, and what left over you're able to spend on the pantry, but it's getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, I tend to sometimes think of the food bank as the greatest rent subsidy, right? I mean, I think that's the challenge when it comes to nourishment and groceries and meals. It's much more efficient for the food bank to distribute groceries through pantries and families get the food and take it home and prepare it themselves. It's much more expensive if you have to prepare meals and run kitchens. And our shelter kitchen, you know, provides, you know, thousands of meals to the homeless. And, you know, you want to keep people housed. You don't want it to get to that level. And as you talk, David, about the cost shifting, you know, families are resilient. They're trying to figure it out with their earned income and their benefits and family members and public resources. You know, how do they make it all work? The reality is they're not keeping up. You know, they're right. They're hand to mouth. They're paycheck to paycheck. And so the decision to go into a disruption like the shutdown catches people in a vulnerable place. And so that's the effect of these longer lines at food banks. I mean, they have to eat.
Well, if you're doing more food distribution, Eli emailed me the question, do you need more volunteers?
Yeah, thank you, Eli. We absolutely do. We opened up some new shifts to accommodate the line. Imagine the line getting longer. It takes a little more time. So we opened up new shifts to try to be mindful of people's time. And so that need is taking more volunteers. So please, same website, safoodbank.org. If you're in Comal County and want to volunteer at the New Braunfels Food Bank, it's nbfoodbank.org. But yeah, all ages, all abilities needed to volunteer. Bring your corporation, bring your club, school, church, but come.
People can donate directly to your website.
They sure can. We continue to be as efficient as we can. $1 equals 7 meals out the door. So those are grocery meals, but yeah, anything that anyone can do, including our elected officials, to move towards a resolution, the sooner the better, I think will alleviate some of the hardship that we're seeing.
Eric Cooper, President and CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank, thanks for coming by the studio today and giving us an update. Let us know how things go. We want to be, this story is a priority for us in the newsroom. We want to be able to tell this story. We don't want this to be a hidden problem. We want people to really know what is going on and see it and hear it. And so, Eric, thanks for coming by.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
That's The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation. Support for this podcast of The Source comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' compensation provider committed to rewarding policyholders who keep their workers safe and losses low. More at texasmutual.com/TXM Advantage. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.